Well, the Spartan men's basketball team went to Penn State and beat the Nittany Lions 76-72. It's time to talk to the head coach of the Michigan State men's basketball team, and that is Tom Izzo. And, of course, Steve Courtney. Happy Monday.
Back at you there, Jamie. Group, hello again, my friends. Yeah, nice coming out party for the talented sophomore guard, Divine Ugochukwu, scoring that career-high 23 points. Oh, baby, he was hot from the perimeter, wasn't he? Hitting 8 of 10, not to mention all 5 of his 3-point attempts. Let's stick with the good news. Michigan State as a team, a season-high 55.6% from beyond the arc in that win over the scrappy Nittany Lions. We talk about it now with the head coach himself. How are you, sir?
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, it was an interesting trip, but you know what? I've been saying all along that you know, we got a long way to go in some ways. The only negative was we shot the ball so well. I told my team at halftime, and our defense wasn't great, but it wasn't awful. It was the turnovers and turnovers for touchdowns. And I think they got 5 or 6 turnovers that led to layups. I mean, that's hard to defend. And so that was the negative. We haven't had that happen to us all year. I look at it as, you know, we didn't do a good enough job, but I think the finals week and all the things had a little bit to do with it. I think their loss to Indiana, I give them credit. They really played well and played hard. And so, you know what? When you win one on the road, guys, you get the hell out of Dodge and you're
no doubt
moving on to the next one.
Talk about that, Coach. I mean, you know, the Big Ten is tough. We know that. Winning on the road in the Big Ten is tough. What does a win like this on the road do for a team's confidence moving forward in a difficult conference?
You know, I do think it wins like that and coming back and having to make some big plays, I think it bonded us a little bit better. I think our guys understood. I know I understood. It wasn't like everybody was all upset. I mean, these are good teams that, you know, they were 8-2. And the problem is they had that blowout loss at Indiana, which I made the statement that they might have beat anybody that night. They hit 17, 18 threes. So those things happen. And Happy Valley's not always a happy place. I think some of our championship years, you know, we went to double overtime there. And so it's a long season, and I'm just proud of this team for finding a way to win. And now we've got 2 more home games before the break, and that'll be good for us, too. Or not 2 home games, 1 here and 1 in Detroit.
Coach, I did sports at Channel 4 on Saturday. I watched your full post-game press conference, and what really got you going was the 6-for-18 layup question. And you said you're going to rip your team's tail. Did you, in fact, rip their tail?
Yeah, I did on that one. I mean, because that was legit. Yeah. I mean, you know, I was mad at the guy for asking it, and I was – happy with the guy for asking it because he gave me some fuel for the fire. And but it's true. I mean, we did miss. I mean, Coop just came off a 16-for-16 rebounds and points and maybe played his best game. And, you know, but some of these guys, you know, you always hope when you exam week, Judd Heathcote used to always say is the toughest week. And you hope the other team has exams. Well, the other team starts exams today. So we weren't on the same page, and Coop's a very good student, and grades matter. And I, you know, I think he was mentally a little worn out, and because he hasn't done that, you know, all year. And that was hard, though. 6-for-18, is that what he said? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the worst part is I think he was the first media guy that was ever correct. I think he had that right down to a T. And so I have to. I had to be mad at him and give him credit at the same time.
Talk about the performance of young Divine Ugochukwu, his first start, and he makes the most of it. Again, a career-high 23 points, but you talk about a guy on a mission from the perimeter, hitting all 5 of his 3-point attempts. You know, from that shooting guard position, Tom, that had to be good stuff for you and the staff.
Well, it really was, and I think other guys started shooting a little better because of it. And I'm so proud of you for learning that name.
I was going to ask him that, too.
He's been studying all weekend, Coach.
I've been saying it all weekend, you know, in my free time.
I know. We call him Vine or Oog, and it's hard to pronounce. But you know what? He got his first start, and I think, you know, as I told you, I'm trying to find some things there, and sometimes things happen. I'm not expecting that every game, but I do think he felt more comfortable. I do think guys rallied around him, and he did a good job and even got a little better defensively, and that's been the problem with the twos. The ones that shoot it are not guarding it as much. And so we did do a little better job in that respect. I mean, they still shot 42% and 27 from the three, and that's after getting those six layups on breakaways. So there was more to gain from it. There was the opportunity to win one on the road, not playing your best and finding a way. And I think all those things are going to benefit us as we move forward.
The schedule balances out a little bit. You've got a couple games this week, tomorrow against Toledo and then Saturday against OU. And you got a little bit of a break for the holidays. But do you and Camp have any matching sweater ideas this year? Last year you rolled with the Grinch. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. But, you know, we play Toledo tomorrow, as you know, and we're focusing on that. Yeah. And Todd has done a good job there over the years. They've been a really good offensive team and create some problems. They have a couple good players from Cassius's school there. And those kids are really – Sonny's a very, very good player. And he's done a great job. He's averaging 16 a game. So – that is a problem in itself for us right now. And then the second thing is I never like playing Camp. You know, I really don't. I mean, yes, we're friends, but I don't like playing him because he's really a good coach, you know. And I had a chance to spend some time with his president the other night at a function I was at. And I just said, boy, he finds a way to get it done. He just, no matter who he's coaching, he gets it done. And I mean, I still remember being one in the country and going into overtime or double overtime. All the games are usually close. And, you know, it's not an easy game because you're going against a friend. It's not an easy game because they're always competitive and good and do some different things that are a little bit more non-conventional. And you got to be prepared for that. So this is a big week for us. If we can, you know, find a way to play well this week, then you could have, you know, not only a good Christmas, but a little break that I think our guys need. And maybe most important is, you know, have a chance to have a hell of a start here in our first 12 or 13 games.
Right. And then we get to the calendar of January, February, Izzo, which we all love. Tom, thank you for your time this morning.
Hey, listen, you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Do good, and Steve, call me about my Christmas present. I know you'll start shopping today. And take care,
it's
guys.
It's a yearly tradition, isn't
see
it?
See you, Coach.
I'm sure you're shopping for all your people on your list,
that's
Steve.
Right.
Thanks for your time, too.
All right, you folks have a wonderful day, as always.
See you, Stevie.
Inside the Huddle with Lomas Brown is next.